So the Saramac Band has decided to call it quits. They're on a farewell tour, and they're going to be performing this week with Del Suds at Theater Tallahassee. Del is here. Charlie Ventura with Saramac Band. We'll talk about that whole thing. And I've got Molly Lord telling us about the Women United inaugural Women's Leadership Breakfast. That's coming up. Miriam Dady's got another guest in the business spotlight, so stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
Welcome again, my friend. Here we are with another exciting episode of the radio show that you look forward to throughout the week. I know you do. And we try to accommodate you in so many ways. We're interested in making it as accessible as we can, podcast and archived and repeated broadcasts. You're listening right now, if you are, on 93.3, our home station, Freedom 93 here in Tallahassee. Good folks over there that we are pleased to be able to provide the broadcast, along with our own radio station, Moose Magnificat. So we are here at the studios of the aforementioned internet radio, moosemagnificat.com. I have to be careful not to tap the table, right, Carl? I'm working with a new set here, folks. We've done some upgrade. And you're talking old school guy here, so pardon me if I end up tapping the table. Carl's already warned me about that. Like that. That's not good, right, Carl? Right. No tapping. So I'm going to avoid the tap and just do the thing. Do the show. Take him down. Let me begin by getting through this pile of notices I have. Can I do that? Let's just take care of business here up front. Because there's so many good things going on, and you and I need to know about this stuff. Rotary Club of Tallahassee, Northside, doing their Rotary Rocks at the Wilbury. Now, if you don't know about the Wilbury, well, you need to check this out, one of these little watering holes around town that have, for their part, been doing their very best to bring local music to us. And we're going to talk to Dell, by the way, and Charlie, some of the challenges that local musicians face when it comes to venues, places where they can apply their talents, right? And we get to enjoy them. Well, this is the Rotary doing their Rotary Rocks on the 17th at the Wilbury with a free show. They've got Big Blue, Wild Planet, and Lil Grizzly Boogie Band. Celebrate Rotary, making a difference in our community and around the world. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 8, and that's at the Wilbury on Gain Street. So there you go, folks. How about this? The Walk, Run, and Golf Alzheimer's Project fundraiser. Now, this is happening tomorrow and Monday. So tomorrow is the Forget Me Not Walk. Goes from 1 to 3 at the beautiful Cascades Park. They're going to have a bounce house and food truck and cloggers and all kinds of neat stuff. And you can walk for $25, and all of the proceeds go to help the Alzheimer's Project. You remember these people because we had them here with us about a month or so ago. Did a fine job helping us better understand what they do, and they are supportive of those family members who are caring for someone afflicted with Alzheimer's. Right. So there's their event tomorrow, and then on, then also tomorrow, 4:30, is their Rex Cleveland Magic Mile. So if you're more of a runner than a walker, you can do that too. So that's a very cool thing. And if you're in that, you get a t-shirt. So you can register for the 1 mile run at gulfwinds.org on their calendar, or you can go to Rex Cleveland Magic Mile .eventbrite.com again to help Alzheimer's Project. And then on Monday is their Cliff Hinkle Golf Tournament called Round to Remember, and that's out at Capital City Country Club. Looks like registration is at 8, shotgun start at 9 on Monday. So for all of you golfers who just needed another reason to not go to work on Monday, just tell your boss, hey man, it's for a good cause. So the 13th annual Daddy-Daughter Dance is coming up. Now let's see, when is that? Saturday, January the 27th. 2018. Well, we've got a little time on that one. Why am I reading this now? Well, that's all right, I guess. Anyway, they wanted me to read this. Saturday, January 27th, 2018, at the Moon, 13th Annual Daddy-Daughter Dance. Two dances on one night. I guess they're trying to get people to buy their tickets early. So we'll keep on that one. We'll keep you posted. How about that? As we approach January. A lot to do, though, between now and then. And here's an important business alert. I thought this was interesting. It says the Tallahassee community is suffering through a climate of crisis created by a lingering FBI investigation into alleged corruption in local government, coupled with a violent crime rate that is the highest in all of Florida, and some might say even across the country. As a result, public trust and confidence in local government has been badly shaken, heavily eroded. Public safety remains a daily priority concern. As the catalyst for business growth in the community, the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce believes that the time is right to explore the best path to the community's brightest future rather than just accept the status quo. Okay, so that's all preamble. In light of this, the Board of Directors of the Tallahassee Chamber has unanimously voted to authorize and underwrite an independent study. We need another one of those. To provide insight into the possible consolidation, there's the key word, consolidation, of the City of Tallahassee and Leon County governments, a topic that has come up over the years, more often than not. The Chamber seeks a credible, timely, and scholarly study that details the economic and functional impacts of any potential consolidation here. Well, the release of this news earlier in the week was met with a lot of counter-argument, which always comes up whenever consolidation is talked about. And the plan here is to bring a couple of people together on the show, and we'll have a more extensive conversation about this whole premise that somehow we'll be better off if we can consolidate government. Pros and cons on both sides, of course. Here's another piece. This is coming by way of Leon County. The American Legion Sauls Bridges Post 13 is hosting a long tradition in which Leon County has partnered up with the American Legion Post over there to host the Operation Thank You Veterans Day Breakfast. This comes up a week from today, Saturday the 11th, and that goes from 6:30 in the morning till 9 a.m. Leon County Commissioners, County Staff, American Legion members and volunteers will be on hand serving breakfast to veterans. The event is free and open to the public. So I'm going to assume that if you're there, you might also enjoy breakfast. Or maybe you and I pay for breakfast and the veterans are free. It doesn't really say that. But maybe you know a veteran that would let you share a plate. That could be good. Right, Carl? Yeah. All right. So now this is from TCC, Tallahassee Community College, partnering with local business organizations to co-host and sponsor a community-wide celebration of entrepreneurship from Monday, the 13th of November through Friday, November 17th. Tallahassee Startup Week 2017 features a slate of over 40 events tailored to the Big Bend's business identity. 13th through the 17th of November, courtesy of TCC's Center for Innovation, located at 300 West Pensacola Street. That's all the news I have at the moment. Sorry to just lay all that on you, but, you know, might as well get it out there for you. I know Miriam's standing by here with another guest in the business spotlight. I think Heather Fuselier is going to talk with us about her doings of late. And then I've got Molly Lord coming up to talk about United Way of the Big Bend. So stay with me.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for Tallahassee Business Spotlight, brought to you by Tiffany Hamilton.
Hello there, Tallahassee. It's Miriam Dady. This is Tallahassee Business Spotlight, and you're going to want to turn up the volume about now. I have Heather Fuselier as my guest today. She owns a business called Wellness Without Pity. So leave the pity behind. Heather, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I want to hear more about Wellness Without Pity. What does it really encapsulate it for me?
Wellness Without Pity is an opportunity, really, for all of us to do some digging around in our minds and ourselves to discover what we envision for our lives and in our health. I'm a certified health coach. I'm a tobacco cessation specialist. I also work with individuals who have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and are trying to level the landscape of how they interact with their medications and their doctors and how they manage that for their health. And what I do in my business as a wellness coach is work one-on-one with individuals to help them identify their priorities for their health, their motivations for managing their health, where they want to take their health, and then get really close and personal, deep in their lives to create an environment where those things can happen.
I like it. I love that what you're focused on is wellness and not sickness. Mm-hmm. So much around us is focused on what hurts. How can you patch this wound or this illness or this stomach ache or this headache? If we could just set our sights on being well rather than being sick, that by itself is a step away from being pitiful, isn't it?
Sometimes wellness seems like it is a lot of work. I find it to be so much easier. For one, the results are instantaneous.
Yeah.
The very moment that you decide to do something that is productive for your body and productive for your health, you immediately benefit from that. So the rewards come flooding in right away.
And you feel good about it, too.
Yeah.
And that breeds more of the same activity. Mm-hmm. You said something this morning, and folks, everybody listening, this really caused my ears to prick up. Heather was speaking this morning, and she said, if you know people who have a desire to stay the course in their health, in their weight, in what they're accomplishing with their body right now, and make it through this holiday and eating season unscathed, have them get in touch with me. So I immediately grabbed her, and I want to hear more about this. How can we get through Halloween through the new year unscathed. Tell me about it.
Well, at least once a year during the holidays, somebody says, I wish I could just bring you around with me and you could just swat things away from me as they come into my my perspective, my field of view.
My hand and
exactly,
my mouth.
And just say, stop, don't do that. And that's kind of the role of a coach in a way, because absolutely a lot of people just need a little bit more focus and help during the last couple of months of the year, especially when you have been working really hard all year long on changing your health. This is a busier time of year and it's a lot more congested with opportunities to slip away.
Oh, yeah.
And so this year, I am advocating stay the same. You know, we talk about change all year long. This is where we don't want change. Just keep everything the same. And that's really a lot easier than it sounds because we know how to do that stuff.
Yeah.
We already know how to do that stuff. It takes place in a more congested area of life, mm-hmm. but the skill set is something that we have. It just takes a little bit more determination.
Yeah, and two, with that attitude, you're not beating yourself up because you're not losing more weight.
Right.
You're celebrating the fact that you're maintaining.
You're maintaining, and that is sometimes a trickier thing to do than yeah. losing, but during this time of year, if we could just maintain status quo, mm-hmm. that is success. And one of the things that I do, one of the first things that I do with a client is to identify what does success mean to you?
Good.
Yes, for some, that is maintaining weight. For some, it is maintaining an exercise program during the holidays. That's one of the first things to go when things get busy. And so talking about what would make you feel successful in January, what would you be liking to celebrate that you did in January? And then that becomes the goal.
What does it look like to be your client? Do I have to talk to you every day? Do I fill out a journal that you go over? How does that accountability appear in the real world?
When I'm describing what it's like to work with a wellness coach, my answer is often the same as you might hear from an attorney. It depends. It depends on what your goals are.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hand my clients a piece of paper with directions on it for what to do. I do have a sheet of paper, but it's blank. We start with a blank sheet of paper and we talk about what your desires are. And, you know, what's missing? What are you striving for? Why did you call me?
Right.
And then we start crafting the goals. So if we feel like a journal is going to be helpful for you, then absolutely, you're going to keep a journal. And you don't have... I don't make anybody do anything. I'm here to facilitate. And but I also am an accountability coach. So there are times when a client might be going off into a direction that's different from the way they said they wanted to go. And I absolutely am going to come along the side and just check and make sure, is this really what you wanted to do? Because before you said this was the most important thing in your life.
You just hold up the mirror.
Exactly. Yeah,
I gotcha. That's so important.
I keep in close touch with my clients through text.
Yeah,
and we get on the phone and talk a lot. But it's a very personal process and it's very customizable.
How do people reach you?
Well, my website wellnesswithoutpity.com is a good place to start.
Great name.
Thank you.
Love it.
I like it too, and it has stood the test of time.
Good.
And that's a great place to start. I also am on Facebook, Good. Wellness Without Pity by Healthy Heather. And I try to keep things simple, practice what I preach and keep things simple. So I've got a website, I've got my Facebook page, and then my email address, heather@wellnesswithoutpity.com.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Wellness Without Pity, we can do this. Between now and New Year's, Heather is here to help. And if any of the rest of you have indulged in Halloween candy since Tuesday, not me, of course, but if any of you have, you might want to reach out to Heather. Heather, thank you so much for being here
with me.
Thanks
for having me.
We might have you back in the new year
okay.
so we can just kind of check up, see where everybody is.
It's always a great day to start a healthy goal.
That's a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you. I am Miriam Dady, and this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight.
Sunday, November 19th at Ruby Diamond Concert Hall, the internationally acclaimed Tallahassee Community Chorus begins its 30th anniversary season. Get your tickets now at www.tccchorus.org. Tallahassee Community Chorus 30th Anniversary Season Opening Performance, featuring two spiritual works performed with full orchestra and soloists under the baton of world-renowned guest conductor Dr. Anton Armstrong of the St. Olaf College Chorus, Minnesota. Thrilled to the performance of Mendelssohn's vivid musical composition of Psalm 42. Savor the inspiring five mystical songs by Ralph Vaughan Williams, featuring four sacred poems by English poet George Herbert. Don't miss the Tallahassee Community Chorus 30th Anniversary Season Opening Concert, November 19th. Get your tickets now at www.tccchorus.org.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
United Way of the Big Bend is celebrating 75 years serving our community a lot of different ways, and far be it for me to try to tell you all of that. So I've invited Molly Lord to be with us, who is a much more able spokesperson for United Way and knows this town pretty well. She's been in and around different activities, different organizations, making her contribution along the way in sizable measure, because she really cares, as I've discovered in my conversations with her over the years. So it's a pleasure to welcome her. Let's welcome Molly Lord. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Brian. I'm great.
Good
Thanks
to have
for
you with
me.
Us. 75 years, United Way of the Big Bend, giving back. Tell us a little bit about that history.
It's amazing. You know, we've come so far in 75 years, and we certainly still see that there is a need in our community. And just through this year and through our anniversary year, just trying to remind folks that we are still here and a vital part of this community, working on impact areas to try to help those in need in our community.
And those who are unfamiliar with this mission might need to know that the way it works, I give to United Way, and in turn then, you're sort of that clearinghouse. You give to all of those organizations that need funding. That's right, isn't it? That's
correct. Yes. Yes.
Works.
We do. So we have a big campaign each year. We're actually in the midst of it right now. And what we do is we are that agency and the funding source for programs that we support throughout the community. Mm. And we work with 38 agency partners. And they actually, yes, 38
wow.
agency partners, and they provide over 196 different programs that are funded through United Way.
It's a big deal.
Through the help of the community and the campaigns that go on and different businesses and organizations.
And not all of these agencies are really, really big organizations. Some of them are smaller.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. And any nonprofit, you know, certainly needs help and assistance, because nonprofits rarely, if any, have a person that is committed in a task with doing events and fundraising and things like that. So it's vital for the support and the longevity of those particular programs that they have the support of the United Way and the funds that we are able to provide to them.
How did you get involved? Because you've not been there a long time. Did you say, man, I really want to get involved with United Way? Or were they shopping around looking for somebody to help them? Or
yeah, you know, the mission of United Way is one that is near and dear to my heart. And I was on the other side of United Way as an agency, a recipient from the funds with United Way. So very familiar with campaigns and the need in our community. And
I think when we first met, you were with Early Learning Coalition.
Early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was with them, and then found myself dabbling in the for-profit for a little bit, but my calling was certainly with nonprofits and helping those and getting out into the community and spreading the word. So I'm lucky to land a spot at United Way.
How do you spend your day?
You know, my days vary. Right now we're in the midst of our campaign, so it is working on our accounts and working with those businesses and individuals that have supported United Way throughout the years.
We've got a few of those listed here
yes.
that I'm seeing, especially in conjunction with this event that you have coming up next, or this coming week, November Tuesday. 7th, Tuesday, yes. We're going to talk at length about that. It's entitled Women United Inaugural Women's Leadership Breakfast. And you have a guest speaker, Claire Diaz-Ortiz.
Yes.
Did I say that properly?
Yes. Okay.
I'm not very good at that sort of thing. Former Chief Innovation Officer at Twitter and herself an author. Or is that another organization that I'm missing?
No, no. Yeah. She is an author. Yeah. She's a mother of three. She is an amazing woman, an amazing speaker. And we are thrilled to have her here with us this year for our inaugural event.
So is she on some kind of circuit? Is she doing this for other United Way organizations? Or did you reach out and say, we really need your help?
Huh? We reached out. You know, this is that we have a strong Women United committee that has been the power behind this event. Cool. And we're thrilled to have her here. We reached out, got her name, you know, through some of our help with our PR folks that are on the committee. Mm-hmm. And we reached out and, you know, she was available. She was a powerful woman running her own business. She is, you know, someone of influence in the early days at Twitter. Actually, she's the person who got the Pope to tweet. Mm-hmm. So a powerful woman on that end. And it was just a beautiful collaboration and partnership with what we're doing here as a strong women leader through our Women United program.
Yeah. That Women United program began how far back?
About 12 years ago. Yes.
And it was decided because what was the impetus for forming?
You know, getting it was formed to get women engaged and involved in the community in a philanthropic platform, if you will. It started with a different name, and then it merged into Women United, growing more each year and strong in support. And we have a couple events that our Women United committee is responsible for. We just wrapped up one called Dress Down and Dine. We had that a couple weeks ago in the early parts of October, which it was just another great successful event. So we're, you know, trying to reinvigorate ourselves with different events that are focused around women and empowering them and celebrating them and talking in general and learning from each other. I mean, I think that's the most important thing.
So you have regular meetings? I mean, what do you do?
Our council does. We meet every month, whether it's via you know, phone call or in-person meeting to plan our events and to engage women and see what we can do to help the community.
So this is an example of one of those events.
It is.
The inaugural Women's Leadership Breakfast. So how do you better empower women, I guess? What is it that needs to be done?
You know, we learn a lot from each other. And I think one of the things that we learn is that we need to support women and each other better. Yeah. But we learn a lot. And so that's exactly what this event is for. And so excited to hear Claire come and talk to us about her experience.
To be empowered is to be better inspired, to attain more, to do more, to give more.
Yes, all of that, you know, all of that. And then to know that at some points in your life too, for a woman, that you don't have to be all things to all people. You know, as long as you're meeting your individual goals and things like that, that in some cases that's good. And you might have a high and low in your lifetime. And it's okay to not be, you know, going all the time. It's okay to slow down and to really recognize those types of things.
That's the conversation that I've had with a lot of women, professional women especially, who are highly empowered and they're absolutely overwhelmed with the multiplicity of tasks that they face and this rising expectation culturally that says you do need to be all things. You have to be a successful professional. You have to be a great mom. You have to be the world's best wife or whatever those roles are that you're playing. And what they're looking for is somebody to say, It's okay to take a break. Mm-hmm. Overachievement is not necessarily a virtue.
Right. Yeah? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, running a business, running a household, running a family, you know, and making sure that you have time for yourself, mm-hmm. too, mm-hmm. is often hard to find. So, again, a balance. And Claire has some amazing books and does webinars for women on time management and those types of things, is just to, you know, when you're able to hear it from another woman mm-hmm. who is successful and who has had success in their life, we're able to then internalize that and take it back and say, okay, mm-hmm. all right, then this is going to be the slow time in my life, mm-hmm. you know, and next year or in a few years, then I'll get back into these types of things. Mm-hmm. But just to know that there is ebbs and flows and ups and downs with all of that life has. Mm-hmm.
Talking with Molly Lord here about United Way, the big band, and their upcoming event, Women United Inaugural Women's Leadership Breakfast. You stay with me. We've got more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
So if you come to me and say, I want to buy a home, the first thing I do is say, okay, let's talk about the process. What can I afford? Not just the purchase price. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
Tiffany Hamilton, broker of Eck and Hamilton Realty, talking about the real estate market in Tallahassee.
Right now, for an investor, in my opinion, we should be looking at affordable housing. What that means is a price point of about $100,000 to $200,000 price range. For the investor, it's a rental income between $1,000 and $1,500 a month max.
Realtor, broker, consultant, Tiffany Hamilton is helping home buyers, investors, and other realtors achieve their individual goals.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hamilton. Investing in real estate or buying a home has never been more challenging. Even finding solid information you can trust can also be a challenge. That's exactly why I began my career nearly 15 years ago, to help buyers and sellers overcome those challenges. As a broker, as a realtor, or a consultant, if I can help you achieve your goals, it would be my pleasure.
Call 850-366-8433 or online at TiffanyHamilton.com.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with the woman who is Vice President of Resource Development for United Way of the Big Bend. Beloved by many and relied upon by even more of those organizations and agencies that provide so many different services around the Tallahassee area, around the region. Big responsibility, and with this event coming up, Women United, this inaugural Women's Leadership Breakfast, we were talking a moment ago about the kind of, I guess I called it cultural expectations, the sort of demands on women that, to me, are even more fierce. I grew up in a time when my mother, mother of two kids, I was the younger of two siblings. Her day was did not involve a day timer. I mean, I'll just put it that way. And her greatest achievements were seeing us at the dinner table and bringing home a report card that she could put up on the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. And she was a great woman, and she found great achievement in that. So there's a traditional role that she carried out, as did millions of women. She was a working woman, but when she decided to have her family, she never went back to work outside of the home. But grew up in a Mormon family, she did, from central Utah, Spanish Fork, Utah. Mm-hmm. Hard-working folks. So she was a farmer's daughter. Didn't know a day without hard work. Taught us the same way. And golly, I was in high school, and she was still putting up peaches and tomatoes and all kinds of that she grew in her garden, right? Mm-hmm. So that was a full-time and a half job. She was also, I think she was the president of the local Republican Women's Club, so she had her social activity. She was active in church, not Mormon by that time, because my dad was Lutheran, and so we all went to Lutheran church. Mm-hmm. So my point is, when you look back through your own family lens, you look at your family of origin, and the role that you're playing now, how much that has changed.
Yes.
And is that for the good?
You know, there's a lot of pressures on families today, whether it's a single mom or single dad, or you know, families in general. The role of women in the workforce has certainly changed over the years. And I find myself that, you know, I am a working mother.
Yeah.
My mother stayed home part-time while we were in elementary years and things like that, and then eventually went back to the workforce. And certainly we've seen that that's, the majority of that has changed over the years. So there's a lot of stress on ladies these days and women to be able to balance it all and have that perfect life. And we know that life is not all perfect, and you have bumps in the road and all of that. But the point of Women United is to unite women and support them where they are, and to provide them with resources and support in that area through events such as this, but to also encourage them and enlighten them in the fact that they can be involved philanthropically and do so much with that and make such a big impact in that way.
It's about opportunity, not necessarily demand, right? So you look at it and say, you know, I appreciate the opportunity, but I'm going to spend more time with my family. Or I appreciate my family, but I'm going to spend more time working my job. Yeah. And it's the choices that you have, the options you have, maybe that's where the biggest change has occurred?
Yeah, I think so. There's so many options for ladies these days with all of that. And again, it's so different for each individual with all of that and where they are within their life.
So is that the message of Women United? That, hey, folks, you know, the world is wide open here when it comes to opportunities.
Yeah, certainly. The message with Women United is to get women engaged and involved and provide them support. So whether they're an active participant in our council and helping us to plan events and engagements and things like that, which help to raise funds that go back into our community, or they find themselves where they are in their job and personal life and they're not able to give any more time, but they would still like to make an impact. Right. We encourage those and love to have those women to be able to give back, and we're a great avenue for them to be able to do so.
Are you a Tallahassee native?
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. Well, I guess I should say that I'm beginning to be. I've been here about 19 years.
So it's growing.
It's growing, yes.
Yeah. It does that. and I'm looking at this whole program, Women United, and seeing this opportunity for this leadership breakfast. And I guess my question is whether a person like that would find this helpful. I mean, so if she had the $75, she could actually be a part of this, and she would find encouragement or inspiration or direction, or how would it? I mean, who are the women, I guess, who will be at the luncheon?
Well, certainly
the
women that will be at the breakfast on November 7th will be any individual who is interested in learning more about how to balance life, but also to realize and hear that it is okay to not have it all, and having it all doesn't mean having it all the time. It means having it all at certain points in your life. And I think that is as when we're little girls, we always want, we have the dream of having it all. And we envision having it all means the perfect house, the perfect life, the perfect children, and all of that stuff. Well, just because you don't have it today doesn't mean that you won't have it in the future. And I think that's the best point to say, is that having it all means at one time, and then it will come. You know, if you work hard for it and you have the dreams and the desires to do so, you create your own perfect life. And it's not what other people might picture of it, but it's what you create it.
Gotcha. So this is entitled Women United Inaugural Women's Leadership Breakfast. It happens Tuesday the 7th, and it's at the Turnbull Conference Center, on Pensacola over there. Starts at 8:30, runs till 10. You can get more information, and you could email Molly. Molly will respond to your email. And that's Molly at UWBB, which we all know is United Way for the Big Band, .org. Here's the phone number for you, 850-414-0853. You can buy your tickets online if you go to uwbb.org. Lots of good opportunities there for you to learn more about being, I guess, being a united woman, perhaps, right?
Yes,
or uniting with other women.
Uniting with other women, certainly, and hearing the impact and through great speakers just to help them be empowered.
And there you go. On this particular occasion, Claire Diaz-Ortiz, who is a former chief innovation officer at Twitter and an author, the guest speaker. Our guest today, Molly Lord, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Folks, you stay with me. I've got more coming up. After the top of the hour, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cern.
We're back with the second hour here at Tallahassee Talks, the greatest radio talk show in the history of humankind. According to a few of my close friends, the rest of you know exactly what this is, and I want to thank you for enduring with me these many years. Been on the air 7 years, trying to bring you what Tallahassee is talking about this week of great interest, and it's been our pleasure. We find ourselves in the company of some very remarkable people, people like Molly Lord telling us about United Way of the Big Bend and how critical that particular organization is to our welfare, because ultimately, the monies that are given to United Way are then doled out. You know, there's a process, but so many of these agencies that we like to underscore rely on those funds to stay in business, to keep doing what they do best, and what better way, right? So that's kind of how United Way is supposed to work, and so for the most part, we find ourselves in the company of people like Molly, who work pretty hard to make that happen. Anyway, so we're continuing to charge ahead through the murky waters of all kinds of community activities and controversies and, I don't know, finding our way, finding who we are. Our endeavor here is to aid in that to any degree that we can. A big part of that is our magazine. Tallahassee Family Magazine is out with the latest edition. I hope you'll take a moment and look at that. If you haven't looked at it, you'll find it at Earth Fair and Whole Foods and Tallahassee Museum. And we should, by the way, mention Tallahassee Museum, one of our sponsors here. If you've not taken note of this, I think we've got an ad running in today's show about their ongoing exhibit celebrating 60 years. They're in their 60th anniversary. We had Russell Doss here recently to talk about all that they have done and are doing to help us better stay in touch with our past and in so doing, better chart a course for the future, I think. I think that's how history best serves us, if we can glean from it lessons to be learned. and understand good things that have been brought about, and maybe we can replicate some of that or expand upon it. We should also welcome another advertiser, Hendrickson Insurance Services, new to the show. Maria Hendrickson and her team are well-known in the business community and across the region because of their unlimited access to most major insurance carriers. So Hendrickson Insurance Services represents people like Liberty Mutual and Travelers and Nationwide and Zurich. All kinds of ways in which they can help you insure your home, your business, your car, right? They have over 30 years of experience, Hendrickson Insurance, servicing the Tallahassee community and beyond. So whatever your insurance needs may be, they can be there for you. Business insurance, particularly coverages that include workers' compensation, general liability, commercial property, all of that. Even employment practices liability, okay? So remember the name, Hendrickson Insurance Services. Good people to know, especially when you're in the business of protecting something you've worked pretty hard to build or purchase. Remember Maria Hendrickson. You can find him online at HendricksonInsuranceServices.com. So welcome, Maria. Thank you for helping us in sponsoring this here fine radio show. Which, by the way, if you've missed any of the episodes of the show, you can always find us at TallahasseeTalks.com. It's archived there for you. There's a repeat broadcast of the show Saturday nights at 9:30 on Moose Magnificat, and also on Wednesdays at 5:30. And to get to our station there, MooseMagnificat.com is your source. We're also in the process of developing an app for the radio station. So you'll be able to put that app on your phone, and with one tap, you'll be listening to Tallahassee's music. All of these musicians that come by way of being in Tallahassee, some native, some not, but all of them making their home here, and the station that we've created then playing all of their original songs. How cool is that? So you want to hear the sound of Tallahassee, that's the place to go. I've got Del Suggs to join me here in just a minute, and Charlie Ventura with the Sarah Mack Band. They're going to talk about this upcoming show they have at Theater Tallahassee this coming week, I believe on the 7th. And that is part of their sort of farewell tour, as Sarah and company decide to move on. Charlie Ventura and Claire Swindle, been together many, many years, over a decade, and we're going to find out from Charlie, hey, what gives? I thought you guys were just like in your stride, and why pull up stakes now? But that's what they've chosen to do, so we certainly wish them well. Let's see here. Anyway, we're going to talk about local music, and you know, if you don't know Del Suggs, and many of you do, wow, what a powerhouse. This guy is formidable in terms of his contributions to this community, certainly within music, but well beyond in terms of, we'll call it generally, cultural advancement. You know, he's on the board of COCA. He's won numerous awards and has this marvelous speaking career. Did you know this? He travels the country speaking to college kids all the time and has been voted number one in several categories for his work there by a number of organizations. Del Suggs, yeah. He was instrumental, in, along with Steve Meisberg, way back in getting Winter Festival set up. You know, you go to the Winter Festival every year and you don't realize it was guys like Del that were directly involved and were able to convince the locals, especially the city officials, to pay musicians for their performances. It's like, as Carl would say, you know, well, if you're a musician, that's not a real job, right? So why are we paying you? And we're trying to change that attitude and rectify that a bit by affirming that musicians work pretty hard. We're going to find out from Del just how hard that is. It may look easy, but that's part of the magic, isn't it? If you have somebody who's that talented as a performer on stage, you know, well, you have got to stop and ask yourself, what does it take? What did it take for that person to be able to stand up there and do that for you while you're sucking down another pint of beer? you know, they're in it, man. This is their life's work. So yeah, I think they're worth their salt. Speaking of art, Lemoyne Arts is offering some holiday studio classes. Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts offering a special opportunity to their members who are then eligible to register for the varying holiday workshops and youth camps before they open to the public. Now, these classes are camps and are set to take place between November 28th through December 29th. Early registration for members began last Monday, the 30th, and registration is open to the public starting on the 6th. So if you want to register for these classes or youth camps, you need to go to their website, and I'm going to say that's Lemoyne. It's just Lemoyne.org is the place to go for the Lemoyne Center Visual Arts website, Lemoyne.org. That's what I've got for you here at the moment. You stay with me. I've got Del Suggs, Charlie Ventura standing by. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Museum is celebrating their 60th anniversary with a special exhibit entitled 60 Years of Collecting, Preserving Our Region's Identity. Now through January 7th, this is your opportunity for a rare look at 60 special artifacts from the museum's extensive permanent collections. Each of the selected objects tell a unique story that help us link to our past from prehistory to the late 20th century. A centerpiece of the exhibition will be the museum's recently restored dress of Princess Catherine Murat, great-grandniece of George Washington and wife of Akil Murat, Prince of Naples and nephew of Napoleon Bonaparte. This will be the first time in almost 40 years that the dress has been on display to the public. Celebrate 60 years of presenting Tallahassee living history, 60 years of adventure and education, and 60 years of collecting some of the region's most treasured artifacts with your Tallahassee Museum. Now through January 7th, admission is included with your paid general admission.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
The Tallahassee music scene is alive and well thanks to the contributions of people like Del Suggs, Charlie Ventour, Sarah Mac Band. It's been going on for quite a while. And as you know, my friend, it's our pleasure to bring people like that to this here fine radio show so that we can dig in a little bit, find out what they're up to, and we've got Del Suggs with us. How are you, sir?
Fine, Brian. Good to see you.
You look just as good as I do.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah, we both look good on the radio.
Yes, we do, don't we? And Charlie Ventura, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I look better than both of you.
Yeah. But Sarah Mack definitely is better looking than you. So.
Well, that's, right? Yes.
So we're going to talk about Sarah Mack and your career playing together, the three of you guys is playing all these many years. Sarah Mack Band has announced that they are going to pull up stakes for a while.
Going to retire, huh? Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into that.
Okay.
Because I'm going to lodge a formal protest.
All right.
I'm going on public record right now to say this is not.
Are you going to ask questions and make me cry?
Probably.
Okay.
I'll try.
Okay.
Or I may be crying. Oh. I cry easily. And Del, not only is, let me read what it says here, because this is what I get paid to do. Del Suggs is a singer-songwriter and guitarist from the beaches of North Florida. I'm not really sure which beach, but apparently this is what it says.
It's intentionally vague.
Okay. Right. So, and we don't know how long you were out on the beach, but
we don't want to play favorites.
So it stands. Okay.
But he's got a magic chair.
It's a matter of record now. He appears in concert at colleges, universities, and festivals across the United States and the Caribbean. Del performs nearly 100 times a year and sings his original songs for over 100,000 people annually. Del has appeared at over 500 colleges and universities across the U.S. He's also performed at such prestigious venues as the World Music Festa in Japan, Kerrville Folk Festival, the Spirit Square, Lyric Theater, Sarasota Opera House, and occasionally in Tallahassee. Del has appeared at the Florida Folk Festival every year since 1983. And you're only, what, 32, 33
right,
years
right.
old? My God.
That's how old I feel, to be honest. So that's great. Yeah.
And I think that fits with my perception of you, that you've maintained that sort of youthful approach to life, and maybe and this career that you've had as a writer and speaker. You go out across the country talking to college kids. You bring a lot of energy there, don't you?
Well, I try to. Yeah, I think it's really important to remain vital. I mean, we've all known people that got old early in life because they just started saying, well, I'm just old. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I've certainly had family members who said, well, I just can't do that anymore because I'm old. And I never understood that, so I've tried to avoid that my entire life.
And in fact, you've not only avoided it, you've plunged head first because you had this great music career going, right? And then
right.
picked up this idea that you could go out and actually talk to crowds of college kids. What do you say to them?
Well, I teach them life skills. I teach them life skills. I've had such a successful run at life so far that, you know, I really feel the need to share that. And so I reach out to these college students and tell them things they need to know, some things they know already. They just need to have it validated from another source, you know. Teach them to take responsibility, to take charge. Teach them to follow their heart, follow their dreams, you know, and reach out and not get locked into those ruts that we all kind of fall into.
As it happens, Charlie, you've got a kind of dual career, at least the two that I know of, your law career,
right?
And
right.
your music career. So yeah. Likewise, you're a multi-threat kind of player.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Since we're in the season of the World Series, I'm
right,
grabbing
right.
baseball yeah, no, reference.
I'm a utility infielder.
Thank
is that
you.
What I'd be thinking?
Right, exactly.
Thank you. And how does that come about? Did you start out wanting to be a musician and say, well, this isn't working, I'll go to law school? Or was it the other way around? Or both?
No, it was actually the first way. You know, I was, you know, I'd been a musician from high school through college and after college. But then I went to law school afterwards. Like, well, you know.
Let me guess now. One of your parents said, you'll never make any money doing that. So you went off to law school? Or?
Actually, my dad tricked me. Because out of high school, I decided I wasn't going to go to college, and my dad said, you know, you can go to college and major in guitar. I'm like, you are kidding me. I can go. We're going to be jamming blues in A. I mean, I was listening to the Allman Brothers, you know. Yeah. I thought that's what I was going to be doing when I came to FSU. Little did I know that it was a classical guitar.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I'm stuck now.
And that was at Florida State?
That was at Florida State.
Wow.
But I didn't learn classical. I didn't know how to play classical guitar. But I had done a good bit of investigation into this, obviously.
I see.
Because my parents moved to Hawaii. I came to Tallahassee, and it was kind of like I was stuck like Chuck, as they say.
Now what?
Yeah. So
law school then came up on the horizon?
It, you know, probably, you know what? I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. Because I said, you know.
And here you are again today.
Yeah. I said, none of my plans in life have been very well thought out. You know, they just kind of happened. And, you know, I was in college, and I'm like, I'm going to go play rock, and I'll play music. And if that doesn't work out, I guess I'll go to law school. I guess I'll go to law school because I didn't want to be a – I didn't think I was a good – I couldn't be a salesman. I didn't want to work in a bank. So I guess that leaves law school. I wasn't going to be a doctor.
Well, it was always farming.
Well, I didn't even think about that.
you're in the Southland, man.
Right.
You can't grow stuff in Leon County. What's wrong with you?
So I went to law school.
So you went to law school. And, and you've had a successful career. You've helped a lot of folks that way.
I have.
But did not give up on your musical dreams.
I kept playing music. And that was a lot of times people after college, they'll stop playing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just kept playing. And then sometime in the early 80s, mid-80s, there was a church I was involved in, and I got involved with the youth group, and and I started playing music all the time.
Very cool.
So that really kept it up. And, you know, the advantage of being a lawyer, too, in addition to being a musician, is I can afford a lot of nicer equipment that most musicians wish they had.
Yeah, yeah. Your day job pays for all the gear.
Supplements your habit.
Right.
That's right. I got to take this case because I got to buy a new amp.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I am with you on that one, man. Del Suggs, Charlie Venture, what a great opportunity to dig in a little bit with you guys, learn about not only what you've been doing musically and what you have contributed, I would say, to our well-being, but I want to get your take on the music scene in Tallahassee and just in general, kind of where we're going. A lot of moving and shaking going on. We seem to be at a kind of a crossroads, as best I can figure it out. But I'll let you guys figure it out. I think you're a lot smarter than I am. Folks, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Don't forget that you can listen online anytime if you go to TallahasseeTalks.com. All of the shows are archived there for your convenience. You can subscribe to the podcast. So just download it whenever you're interested in figuring out what Tallahassee's been talking about this week. If you have a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider, you can email us at topics@TallahasseeTalks.com.
Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's the Merry Maid's way of keeping your home or office at its best. And it's what we have come to expect here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Our studios and offices always shine because Merry Maid's makes the difference, like they do for hundreds of offices and homes in Tallahassee. They'll do just the same, just for you. And they're right here, giving back to our community and giving you extra benefits, like saving you up to $400 on your first cleaning by giving you extra service, and saving an extra 10% when you mention Tallahassee Talks. Their website makes it really easy for you, too. You can schedule a cleaning and make a payment with just a few clicks, any day, anytime, day or night, when it's convenient for you. Call Merry Maid's this week, 850-386-2205. That's 386-2205. Or find them online at merrymaids.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Del Suggs. We're talking about Journey of the Tour. And we're learning more about what these two knuckleheads have been up to. As a matter of fact, when it comes to knuckleheads, you've been crazy enough, Del, to think that Tallahassee has a lot to offer on a lot of levels, but musically especially. Years ago, you created, or along with, I guess, Steve Meisberg and other folks, created this musicians, what was it called?
Yeah, the Musicians Association of Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this vision that Tallahassee would be a music center along the lines of Seattle or Austin or Athens at the time, something that could really grow and become a real economic engine for the city.
Talking the 70s? How far back do we go?
Well, this would have been the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, yeah. Not that far back.
Not that far back, right.
What happened?
Well, we had a good run, but I think we were just a little ahead of our time as far as the organization. We had a strong membership and did real well for a few years, and then it kind of petered out because we just couldn't generate the kind of economic return, I think, that we had hoped to see.
Which really amounts to what? People developing a stronger hand with local venues, paying better?
Well, that's part of it. Part of it was expanding the number of local venues. Part of it was expanding the number of recording studios and things like that, so there'd be more attention to the local scene. Part of it was involved getting people out. You know, we have a lot of great musicians in this town that never leave.
Right.
You know, I mean, my dear friend Pam Laws, you know, is a world class singer.
Right.
But she never, other than a couple of trips overseas, I don't think she ever played outside of Leon County, you know.
Wow.
And it, to me, it just seemed like if we could get more of our people out touring and get them heard by more folks, that we have a chance to kind of break out of
it. Is that individual, or is it a sort of general mentality or a mindset among people, do you think?
Well, I think it's just a challenge to do. I mean, even if you want a tour that's a lot involved, you got to find the dates. You got to be willing to leave and go out and do them. You know, I mean, Charlie can tell you. I was, you know, with Sarah Mack and the band. That, you know, it's always a struggle finding places that will let you come in and do what you do.
Right.
And then when they do book you, you got to get there. You got to get back. You got to take time off from work to go do that. If you have a day job, you got to get your family to understand and cooperate with you. It's a lot of challenges.
I look at that when I think of Drew Tillman or Jerry Thigpen, some of these guys that have said, I had to make that decision. I decided to be a family guy.
Sure.
And stay here and do my craft as best I can. Mm-hmm. Charlie, is that true for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real challenge, you know, and for the Sarah Mack Band, I mean, from the very beginning, we've always been a band that played original music. And we're not a bar band, and not that there's anything wrong with a bar band, but we're not. And we don't pretend to be. So that greatly reduces the venues you can play, and you're kind of going places that are more like a concert, you know, finding listening rooms and stuff, and it's tough finding those, and it's tough. Yeah, Del is right. You know, you got to get out there and convince people to let you come in, and
And the economics of that are a challenge.
The economics are a real challenge.
Now you're not picking up, even as meager as it may be in Tallahassee, to get a retainer or to get a share of the door, maybe one thing. But if you're out there on the road, you've just incurred sizably more expense, not to mention all the logistics involved.
Right. You've got all the travel. You've got all the expense, that's involved with, getting to the shows and doing that. And you're booked into a place that you may have never even been to before.
Yeah.
So you might be getting a piece of the door, and that looks great, except that you don't have any idea what the door is going to be.
Like.
Right.
Yeah. What about the vintage venues around? We've got the Dixie. You guys have played the Dixie.
Yeah, we're playing. In fact, we're playing. Our last show will be at the Dixie in February.
Really? And that's down in Apalachicola.
Yeah, and it's but they struggle to get people. Dixie, the lady who runs it is Dixie, and she struggles to get people to come in there and see shows. So not only do you have venues, trying to get places that'll do venues, but also get people to come in and see original music.
And what's the problem there, Dell? I mean, why are we not clamoring to catch the next performance of Dell Suggs and Sarah Mack? You guys have a show coming up. When is that date?
Right on November 7th.
Yeah,
right.
So like a week.
Dell knows that stuff. Back to me, I'm like, I don't know, sometime next week.
Right up, yeah.
November 7th, Dell Suggs and the Sarah Mack Band, and it's going to be at Theater Tallahassee. It says right here in front of me. I could have just read this.
Excellent.
I don't need you to tell me this. You knew that part. So Tuesday, November 7th, 7:30 p.m., doors open. What's the problem? Why is it that we're so...
I don't think Sarah Mack Band and I have a problem getting people out. I don't think that's a big... I mean, I'm sure we'll have a good house for that show, but it depends on the musical style. It's a changing demographic. Those of us who've been playing music for 20 or 30 years, our earlier followers are now, they have to either get home and get the babysitter home.
Easy there, Dell.
Yeah, or else they
consider who you're talking to.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They have to get up early. So, I understand that fully.
It's an interesting point. Most of Tallahassee, Leon County, works for government in some capacity, right?
You're right.
County, city, state, whatever. And those jobs, they start at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And you got to get home and get your kids to bed. And your show starts at 7:30 and you're going to go till 10:30. That's not too bad.
That's reasonable, right?
But for a lot of these places, show starts at 10.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
And when you play with Sarah Mack, Sarah Mack wants to be in bed at 8 o'clock at night.
Well, especially these days. Now, she was on the show here a while back, and she had just then gotten married.
Right. Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, so tell me about married life. And she said, it's a lot more laundry. I thought that was telltale.
Yes.
Is that part of the move to decide to pull up stakes, to say, hey, I'm done, I'm retiring from this? What's the real story?
I don't really think so. I think we've been a band for 13 years. And if you look at the history of bands, to have a group, three people, that hung together for 13 years is just unheard of.
That's amazing.
In music.
That's really amazing.
And we all still really like each other. We get along well.
That's good to hear.
But it just, sometimes it just, you feel like something has its natural life. Mm. And we felt like, maybe coming to an end, and let's end while people still like us, I thought you guys broke up 2 years ago, that kind of thing, and we felt like we had some stuff we still could say, and we could go out on a high note. George Costanza, always leave him, better Elvis, always leave him cheering for more. Right. So we have gotten a lot of hassles from people. I can't believe you guys are quitting. But we have a new album. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Please.
And this new album, the thing that's interesting about it is we are not recording it because we don't have time to record it. We don't have the money to record it. And we're not going to tour in support of it. So the only way you can hear the album is come hear us play it live. And we play it live straight through. Next at the Theater Tallahassee, we'll be doing that. Our set will be our new album. 10 new songs. And what we tell people is kind of like almost performance art, because we play the first song, we don't talk, like you're listening to an album until halfway through when you flip the album over, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll talk, and then we'll play side two.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
fantastic.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And they're going to let you play too, though.
Yeah, I'm going to get to open the show. It's awesome. Yeah, it's really exciting. Brian, I'll say this, and Charlie knows, this is a really hard work. The thing about being a musical performer is it looks like you're having a great time up on stage, and it's fun, and for that 75 minutes you're on stage in the spotlight, it's awesome. But getting there is a real struggle, and it's really exhausting. Mm. It's really exhausting. I've played more the last year than I did the previous 2 or 3 years combined. Mm. And I really took some time off because I was just tired.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. It's a constant struggle. It's a constant battle, and you're always trying to get ahead, but just to stay caught up.
Yeah. And stay at the top of your game.
Right.
So Charlie, your point is, we're kind of there, and that's when we want to gently step back and say, we're done.
And it's not like, we've got solo careers we're pursuing, or we've got other people we want to play with. Yeah. There really isn't anybody else I want to play with other than Clarence.
Let's talk about the real story. Yeah. Okay.
Sarah's driving me crazy.
I was going to say.
And I just couldn't take it anymore. And Claire.
There we go.
There is, and they're holding me back.
I could have been somebody. I just need it to be my fake news. Okay. That's all I'm asking, guys. Folks, you stay with me. We've got Del Suggs, Charlie Ventura. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks.
When you place a document in someone's hand, it should reach more than their head. It needs to reach their heart with compelling visuals and dramatic presentations right down to the paper it's printed on. Rapid Press reaches the hearts of thousands of people every day with commercial printing and mailing services for organizations that feed and house children, for businesses that bring vital products and services to our community, and for theaters, festivals, and orchestras reaching bigger audiences and bringing joy to life. Rapid Press commercial printers since 1983.
For digital printing, offset printing, finishing, and mailing services, reach for Rapid Press. When you're ready to share your vision, excite your customers, and reach the hearts of your audience, reach for Rapid Press. You'll find them online at rapidpress.com or call 893-7346. 893-7346. Rapid Press, the power of print.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back having some fun here with Del Suggs and Charlie Ventura, talking about the Sarah Mac Band, this upcoming show that's this week, November 7th, Tuesday night, 7:30, over there at Theater Tallahassee. What can I tell you? Charlie's already sold you on this idea. This is a live album that they're going to be performing. You want to hear the latest from Sarah Mac Band, this is your chance. You don't do this, you're just out of luck. So I don't know, can we just bring our cell phones and record?
There are a lot of people doing that.
You don't mind as long as you get 20%, right?
It's funny, after every show people say, well, when can we buy this? We're like, were you listening? No.
Did you not hear me? Yeah. let's talk a little bit about that too, Del, because you've done a lot in this business and in Tallahassee and beyond, and you've already talked about the requirements for the artist. What does it take to do even a modest number of dates, right? And you're committed. You've got to make this work. Then it comes down to the production of music, and people say, well, do you have an album? Talking with our friends Boo Radley,
and
they went up to Nashville and they were just scraping to pull together a few dollars to try to pull that off. It is an expensive enterprise.
If you
do it the right way.
Yeah, if you do it the right way, it's a pricey proposition. One of the challenges is that everybody has a recording studio on their own computer. So everybody thinks they can make their own records, and that's great, until you try it. It's like everybody has a kitchen, but can't everybody cook?
And when we had Dave Murphy with us, and he's run his studio for a number of years, mm-hmm. and produced a lot of folks in this town, and Pete Winter and these guys, there is a level of artistry that you're talking about. That comes into play, and it's sort of like what you said about the performing artist. It looks so easy, but that's part of the magic, isn't it?
It's exactly part of the magic. When I first started learning to play guitar, I would listen to James Taylor, And I would try to play James, because James Taylor plays this, you know, it's just beautiful stuff. It still sounds so simple.
Yeah.
Then you try to play it, and you go, my word, that's astounding. Right. It's so incredibly difficult, but he makes it look easy, you know, about with what he does. And and you talk about Pete Winter and Dave Murphy, it's the same way. I mean, these guys are just masters at sound and and recording and performance, and they're just, they really make it look easy. I mean, but it's kind of a hidden economy. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that Pete Winter, he mixes and masters CDs and albums for people around the world. I mean, people send him work, send him a nearly finished product from France to finish it, and you know, and then he ships it back.
Wow.
You know, he does motion picture soundtracks. Mm. He does sound design. It's just remarkable. Anytime you stop by the studio, there's something going on, something really you know, unusual going on, and you just go, wow, you know, I had no idea.
Yeah, because Dave Murphy produced a couple of our things. I mean, just did great work. Just great work.
Yeah. Are you going to go on performing and writing and such, or what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. I tell people, we have so much stuff we've got, because when we knew, when we announced this, we'd get a lot of shows, and we've got so many shows. We've been working so hard on the new album. We got the Christmas. We do our Christmas show every year, so I've got to start working up Christmas music. I don't have time to think about it, and I'll, in the words of Scarlett O'Hara, I'll think about that tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so January, I'll think about it. I mean, I'm going to play. I don't know what that's going to look like, but it's...
Wait, see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have any plans.
You mentioned this too, Del. Tallahassee has a lot of great musical talent. Some of it is very well known. Some of it, some of these people never play here. When I'm thinking of George Clinton and people like that.
Sure. Marcus Roberts.
I mean, they just never play in Tallahassee because the market won't support what it takes for them to put on the show, right?
Right.
Not to mention the size of the venue and all of those kinds of technical things. So, so Tallahassee's not in the best, let's say, possible situation there when it comes to having that opportunity with our own folks. We've had producers booking agents telling us, Tallahassee's always that sort of off thing, you know, that, that nationally they don't book big talent here, because unless they just happen to be passing by.
Right, right.
Because we just don't, they don't see the money. They just don't get the ticket sales.
We haven't had the venues where you could do shows and make them profitable. There's a you know, different size, different level acts need different size venues. And so to make it happen, you've got to have the right venue for the right act, because you've got to be able to sell enough tickets to make it worthwhile, but not have the cost of the production, you know, be dramatically you know, over your budget. It's a challenge.
Is it,
sure, everybody loves Ruby Diamond, but we only have one of those.
Right.
And the School of Music and the Theater School, they have, I mean, they've got it locked down, you know, 50 weeks out of the year. And then Opening Nights has, you know,
the other
12 of the other 14. So it's almost,
so you can
totally
have Tuesday or next Friday.
Right.
Which one do you want? Yeah. It's a challenge, isn't it, Charlie?
It's a real challenge.
Are you guys hopeful? What's the future look like for Tallahassee?
Oh, I think it looks bold. You know, I serve on the board of the Council on Culture and Arts, COCA, and I'm thrilled at the amount of creative industry that's going on in this town. It's really remarkable. I mean, music. There's, you know, performing arts. There's the artistic community is just, it's really blossoming, and folks are starting to embrace that as a, you know, as an economic engine, and that's what's really important.
What are we missing? What else do we need to have happen among us as a population for that to come about?
Well, we just need more. I think we need more support. You know, you need more people who are willing to go out to shows, more people willing to go out to art galleries, more patrons that can go out and make these things happen, because you can't do a concert in an empty hall.
It's just that way.
Yeah.
What do you think, Charlie?
I'm, well, on the world stage, I am not hopeful.
All right.
But
let's check that one off.
Yeah, right. It's like, whoo, things aren't looking good right now. Mm-hmm. But in Tallahassee, I think there are some things going on. And I think in music-wise, I think there's some venues that are coming up that are that seem to be working. We've, you know, we've done a couple of shows now at the Junction of South Monroe. It's a nice little venue. I see that Fifth and Thomas is
Fifth
doing
and
more,
Thomas's, yeah,
a lot more shows
coming on.
I think the warehouses on there. Yeah. You know, it's just a matter of time. Even though that was the place where we've all played over the years, but that whole area down in Gaines Street has changed. But there are some venues coming up, and I'll be interested to see what happens with the Theater Tallahassee. I think you helped in getting that, making that happen. Yeah. We had talked to them years ago about doing a show there. It didn't work out, but they seem to be interested. And that's a nice venue. It is a nice venue.
Well, we talked about the Dixie Theater. Then there's the Monticello.
Well, the Monticello Opera House is just an amazing place to play. But really? it's harder to get people to come. I mean, you still got to drive 20 miles out of town. And
And the Dixie is just an ideal room. You've got a great built-in audience there. You've got a lot of support. There are local venues in Apalachicola like Bowery Station that support local music, and so you've got a lot of people who are really primed to hear original music.
Well, that's all we have for you today, folks. Charlie Ventura, Del Suggs, the show is coming up this week. Del Suggs, Sarah Mack Band at Theater Tallahassee Tuesday night, 7:30. It's a free concert, right? No, wait a minute. No, there's ticket information here, Brian. Stop. Tickets are $20 at the door. Or you can buy them online. Just Google Theater Tallahassee.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ticket link on their website.
And you'll be able to buy tickets. You don't want to miss it. Del Suggs will be awesome, as always. Fantastic. And you'll have the Sarah Mack Band as part of their farewell tour.
Farewell. The fond farewell, as we call it.
The rest of us are staying in the lobby, weeping, gnashing of teeth.
Yeah. Brian, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
For having
thanks for
having
being
me.
With me.
It's always a joy to see you, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, thanks for what we have for you this week. Tallahassee Talks is the production of Alcom Media and Entertainment. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. We're coming to you from the studios of MooseMagnificat.com, online radio for Tallahassee. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
So if you come to me and say, I want to buy a home, the first thing I do is say, okay, let's talk about the process. What can I afford? Not just the purchase price. What kind of lifestyle do you want to have?
Tiffany Hamilton, broker of Eck & Hamilton Realty, talking about the real estate market in Tallahassee.
Right now, for an investor, in my opinion, we should be looking at affordable housing. What that means is a price point of about $100,000 to $200,000 price range. For the investor, it's a rental income between $1,000 and $1,500 a month max.
Realtor, broker, consultant, Tiffany Hamilton is helping home buyers, investors, and other realtors achieve their individual goals.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hamilton. Investing in real estate or buying a home has never been more challenging. Even finding solid information you can trust can also be a challenge. That's exactly why I began my career nearly 15 years ago, to help buyers and sellers overcome those challenges. As a broker, as a realtor, or a consultant, if I can help you achieve your goals, it would be my pleasure.
Call 850-366-8433 or online at TiffanyHamilton.com.